You're listening to Snakes in the Badger Hole.
Snakes in the Badger Holes. That's a euphemism.
Euphemism? Right? Euphemism.
Shoot. Let's try again.
When we're in a room together already, it gets weird with
someone. We got to fuck right now?
No. I faked the moon landing so you wouldn't get murdered.
That right there with the Illuminati.
Strange noises.
And that would be cocaine.
I could be an alien.
You ready, motherfuckers?
Yes. Yes.
Three out of 4 points. Does that make sense?
4 points.
Do you understand my scoring system?
Yes, based off of consonants or vowels?
Syllables.
Syllables. I don't like this. These things scare me. I don't wanna grade this.
You don't wanna grade words?
No.
Okay.
No thanks. But I do wanna talk about real quick before we go into the conspiracy theory. Fucking the experience we had last week at Subway.
Oh, start with that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, so Regis and I go to the Subway by our work. It's after lunchtime, so there's nobody there.
Nobody. The lady was mopping the floor when we walked in.
Yeah. But you asked for a BLT?
Yeah, just a BLT.
Okay, this lady makes the sandwich, cooks the bacon. She pulls the bacon out. We're thinking she's about to unwrap it. Just bam, bam, starts smacking the countertop. At this poor bacon.
She's punching this bacon like she's killing it.
She's taking out her aggression on something.
Yes.
It's whatever she can.
It was
first
weird.
It was mopping. We took that away from her. And now it's smacking
bacon.
And then she asks a question. I thought she said, "Do you want me to beat it some more?"
And yeah. I heard, "Do you want some more?"
But
and
she
naturally,
actually said,
when someone asks for bacon, like you say, "Yeah, I'll have more bacon." Mm.
Yeah. So
and then that's when she replied with,
"No." Well, she thought we were saying, "Do you want to heat it some more?" And so Regis said yes to asking for more bacon.
Yep.
But she goes, "Okay, but that's gonna burn it." So she just asked if we wanted to cook it some more.
Yes.
You said sure, and then she goes, "But that's gonna burn."
Right. What?
Why even offer in the first place?
Okay.
You're like,
just
"Oh, well then don't
the
do it." And she's like, "Well, wait. I could do it for like half the time," which is like 6 seconds.
Well, then,
I
mean, why even do it? I already told her to go ahead and put on sandwich.
And you were just like, whatever. And then we bought the sandwich, left the store, and immediately just lost it. Just started laughing. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you skipped the part where she took the bacon out after that 3 seconds, folded it over again, and started beating it some more. She started smacking the
table again. I must have blacked out by then because I don't remember.
That's when I bolted.
We were both like, what is she? Are we being punked?
That was so freaking funny.
I don't know Ashton Kutcher, but.
It was a good sandwich, though. Like, if you're comparing that to Jimmy John's, it was a little bigger because it was just straight BLT where something like Jimmy John's does like a small one.
And they go freaky fast. They don't have time for beating up their
bacon.
That's not an option. That's not.
That's how she perfected it.
Now, we got to get the sandwich done in 12 seconds. By the way, about 6 of those 12 seconds is going to be you slapping bacon.
Just beating it. That's so funny.
Yeah. So I feel like we needed to share that one.
Yep. That was so hilarious.
All right. You ready?
I am. I'm ready.
Oof. I feel like I'm going to try and start episodes with quotes now.
Okay. So I can guess what it's about?
Well, I feel like it makes it intense.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hey, this is scapegoats.
Okay.
This isn't...
Dim the lights.
This isn't snakes and badger holes anymore.
Grab a blanket.
You're about to shoot
cuddle
yourself.
Cuddle up with a teddy bear. We've got wine that...
Oh, yeah.
This drunk man's in... Brought to you by...
Moscato!
Yep.
By the Gallo family.
Yep.
Sorry to my wife for drinking this, but... It's all we had. Okay. Both of my compasses are out, and I'm trying to find Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm over land, but it's broken. I'm sure I'm in the Keys, but I don't know how far down, and I don't know how to get to Fort Lauderdale. And there's a break. I don't know where we are. We must have got lost after that last turn. Everything looks wrong, even the ocean. Break. I can't see the sun. Damn it, if we could just fly west, we would get home. Head west, damn it. All planes close up tight. we'll have to ditch unless landfall. When the first plane drops below 10 gallons, we all go down together. We're flying into what looks like white water. And that's the end of transmission.
Two things.
Yes. What the fuck just happened?
Right. What? So, okay.
That's one. What's your second question?
There's my first one. Second question. Can I guess what this is about?
Yeah.
Is this all about the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, shit!
Is that good?
Good job.
Yes, okay.
Bermuda Triangle. So these are quotes from the Lost Flight 19.
Those are all different radio
transmissions coming in. So I had to do little breaks because it was hard. I couldn't find a full conversation
quote.
First
I was wondering if it was
like... So these are just snippets of the radio.
Christopher Columbus or something is what I was seeing at first.
Oh, we're going to talk about Christopher Columbus.
It looks like all of them are like adventure. You'd think you could tie them to adventurous things.
Like ships and compasses.
Yeah.
And land and water. And...
Yeah. Well, towards all planes. Oh, wait. What?
Don't read it.
Oh, my
God. You're not allowed to look at this.
Dang
sure
it.
You guessed the title, but no.
Damn.
This fucker's trying to peek in my document.
Dig it.
Quit trying to look at my doc, okay?
Sorry.
Doc peeking. So, yes, this episode is about the Bermuda Triangle.
Cool. Cool.
So, I'm going to be honest. We're still going to do just our three theories and a joke theory in this one. But there's like... fucking 20 solid conspiracies about the Bermuda Triangle. So, okay. Each episode we've done, yeah, there's a lot you can find on hundreds of different sites, but I, like, couldn't find, like, a single damn thing between each different website that was
so
the
no
same description. Like,
is
it's
what you're saying.
The only stories I'm going to say today and are the ones that I could find the most correlation.
Okay.
So, like, this quote here, like I said, that's from Flight 19. It's a really big notable...
So there's many rumors,
yeah.
But there's only a few matching rumors.
Yeah.
To
well, and so,
layman's term?
So this one here, I don't even have to say allegedly for this part, because this is what is, like, you know, officially happened.
Okay.
But real quick, once again, I'll cite all my sources once I get that wiki document set up. These aren't my words, they're not Regis's. We're just telling stories, having fun. You can go anywhere online and read about this stuff, and... Some, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of it that we have background on about talking, just from learning things through other conversations. But, I mean, all of this is just, you can find
these are my thoughts. I promise my thoughts that I speak are not from educated sources.
I wrote that down for him. You did a great job.
Thank you.
All right. So, crazier story about Flight 19. So it started on December 5th, 1945. It was five Avenger torpedo bombers, and they took off from an air station there in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
The planes were scheduled...
Florida.
Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
For those that don't know what a Bermuda Triangle is, it's when you eat two tacos and a burrito and shit for 3 hours.
No, you forgot the Doritos are in between.
Oh. Tacos,
and
burritos, and Doritos.
Illuminati.
Or
Triangle. Bermuda Triangle. Yeah, so the planes were scheduled, and they were just going to have this large training exercise. That's
okay.
What it is. So Flight 19, that's not like a code name or like the name of the troop or something. This was a training exercise, and they were scheduled to do 19 flights that day. And 1 through 18 were just fine. They had been successful.
Nice.
And most of what they were doing was they would just... the flight plan was like to head east from Florida coast. And then they would be conducting bombing exercises or bombing runs. Not actually bombing.
In the ocean?
They're just... Yeah, they're over the ocean. They're not bombing.
Running, but they're running like drills.
Yeah.
Like bombing drills.
Like a training exercise.
Yeah.
And then that's when they would turn north and then proceed over to the islands... And then before changing course a third time, and then they'd fly back to their base.
They go up.
So in other words, they were flying in a triangle pattern, even.
Okay.
So, and then except for one plane was only carrying two men, the rest of these Avenger planes all had three, either Navy or Marine officers, that were.
They were
still all in training, but they all of them collectively had an average of logged over 300 hours of flight time.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't like rookies. Like they This was one of the last tests they
were doing.
These
guys were shit.
Yeah, they were, and they were even led by like a professional pilot already who had, was like a sergeant and had fought in World War One and stuff like that. So they weren't idiots or newbies. These were, you know,
pros.
Yeah, they just below pros.
Trained pros.
Yes, there you go. So flights 1 through 18, just fine. But then their 19th attempt, I put this in there myself, would be their last.
The one with two of them in there.
All of them.
I can predict. Wait, what?
Yeah, so that's all the thing. Is not a lot of people realize that there's five planes.
Yeah.
One has two. The rest have three. All five planes, gone.
Wait. Five of them are gone.
All five planes are gone.
But what did you say? You said 1 through 18 were successful.
Oh, the tests. The tests. 1 through 18. And so the 19th test was supposed to be their last one. And it was.
I didn't realize that it was sets. So they had multiple, like they'd go.
Yeah, this whole three-hour training was done in 19 sets. Yeah. So yeah, that was, they were on their last set of the training.
And five. Gone.
All gone. Yeah. And okay. So, and even the very next day, as soon as like the sun was up, a pair of Mariner flying boats. They call them flying boats, but it's really just like a seaplane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just, it can go back and forth. They left the station that was a little north of Fort Lauderdale, and then they went and searched for the planes. But just about 20 minutes later, one of the seaplanes vanished off radar.
In the same spot as the other ones?
Well, they don't know if it's in the same spot because they just vanished off the radar. But, and this seaplane went missing too.
In the ocean?
Yep. Just like no distress call, nothing, it's just... They were just gone. They lost radio, lost radar. I mean, they say that they found what they think was like an oil slick of it like crashing, but I don't think they even found parts of the plane. It was just gone. Also, in search of the other people.
Right. The Kraken.
Yeah. So, right? But yeah, so the next day, the Navy dispatched more than like 300 boats and planes to look for all the missing Mariners. They spent 5 days looking about 300,000 square miles of land and ocean, and they could not find any signs of them. And so, boom. There, in December 1945, 27 men were just lost in the Bermuda Triangle, and they never found anything.
All in that 1 year?
No, in that 1 day.
Oh, in the... Whoa. This was... So...
So it was the five men... Or the five
going out to get them.
And then the Mariners to go out. And that Mariner ship had 13 people on it.
27 freaking people.
So, whew, just gone.
Vanished. All right.
But so...
With no evidence. I mean, not anything.
Well, I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, there's... Especially since there's so many different theories online, too. Like, there's so many different sites that say, oh, well, this guy who lives in Florida used his own money to, like... hire a sub company, and they went down and they found the planes, but nobody just wants to spend the money to get them. No, I don't. They don't show pictures. There's a lot of things that say they found them, but there's never any proof that they found them. It's just there's not even like real things stating, like even the History Channel's website that I looked through a little bit says that they just vanished. Okay. And that was it.
That's nuts.
So the Bermuda Triangle itself, so while doing a lot of research, speaking of all the sources, holy shitballs, this is the really funny part.
Shitballs is our first sponsor, guys.
Shitballs, brought to you by Shitballs.
Delicious. Magically delicious.
I wasn't going to go pitching for a food item. I was going to make like a, I don't know.
You know, like shitballs.
I was going to say it was like an air freshener for your butt.
Shitballs?
Like, you know, like sneaker balls. The air fresheners you put on your shoe.
You just
roll them right there by your butt.
Shitballs.
Shitballs. All right, getting back on track. So, the Bermuda Triangle, most sources I found said were between Florida, the peninsula of Florida, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. And it's an area of about 500,000 square miles. But some of the websites said that the fucking Bermuda Triangle even went like all the way up to the Ireland coast.
So like, that's not. So they say, so there's different people saying it stretches different ways.
Yeah.
What's the biggest area?
It's, yeah, it's from Bermuda over to
how many
the
square
Ireland
miles?
Coast. It's just, I think it was up to like 500. No, it was like 1,500,000.
And then what's the smallest?
About 300,000 was the smallest. So I went kind of in the middle and said about 500,000 square miles. And I feel like that makes sense because it actually has Bermuda included in the triangle. But some of them were like, oh, Bermuda was just thrown in because they wanted to bring tourists there. It's actually these points. And you're like, wait, there's like two other Bermuda triangles. There's one in Japan and then one there in the Ireland coast. It's pretty...
There's one in Japan too?
Yeah, they call it... They also call it like the Dragon's Triangle.
Of course.
But very similar things. So.
Okay.
But yeah, so...
We're just putting triangles everywhere.
Yeah. And, but so, also known as the Devil's Water. That's another...
The dryer's a Bermuda Triangle.
My the dryer? Dryers.
Takes my socks.
The wet stuff of triangles.
Wait, what?
Socks? Bermuda.
Bermuda, oh.
I was just trying to say Bermuda Triangle a different way, and it...
That makes sense.
About water. Okay. It failed. It's okay. But so, the Bermuda Triangle, though, is amongst one of the most heavily traveled shipping waters in the world. And so, we think of like it as just this spooky place, like, oh, don't drive over, don't,
where it's misty,
don't take
all,
a boat.
And foggy all the time.
Yeah. But realistically, there are, it's heavily trafficked with just ships going in and out. And everywhere from America, Europe, the Caribbean islands. Cruise ships go through that port,
mm-hmm.
And then a lot of like personal yachts. Like, there's a lot of rich people out there, and then sail ships. They'll just regularly through that region, and then even commercial and private aircrafts fly over it regularly,
like the big
as well.
Shipping containers and stuff.
Yeah, and like, you know, and like planes and everything still go over it. It's it's not that if you go through it, like no one's ever gone through it.
You just imagine.
A lot of people
like,
think it's just
there's this, like ooh. Twisters all the time. That's where the Kraken lives.
Right. Well, I've actually got a little connection to the Kraken from Greek mythology in one of the theories. I think it'll be fun talking
going
about.
Back. Long days.
Yeah, so Flight 19, though, is one of the biggest mysteries that has never been solved about the Bermuda Triangle.
But that happened. That's not a theory,
that,
right?
Yeah, that happened. Like, it's the theory is that maybe they were abducted, or maybe... their planes vanished, or maybe they went through a time warp or a void, or their planes got eaten by a monster, or a wave took them out, or a storm came, or they ran out of gas and they crashed. Like, it's, there are so many different like ideas. It's like, holy shitballs, like, take it easy, guys. Like, the Bermuda Triangle is one where I feel like at one point I believed in it being spooky, and then after a while I just let go. And then reading about all of these other ones.
Because
like,
so,
okay.
Anybody can just say whatever, because there's...
Yeah, it's just this big area that no one... That it's a mystery, but it's not really mysterious. It's used all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the fact that it's in an area that has some definitely some environmental
but
impact. That
as
can
we've
impact
learned,
that.
That's pretty much everywhere across the country.
Exactly.
And the world.
Yeah. I think just the biggest thing that, because Flight 19 is kind of what made the Bermuda Triangle popular, but realistically, that was in 1945, but reports go back before then, too. So, the biggest one that I could find, and it's also, it's an incident that was resulted in the single largest loss of life in the history of the U.S. Navy that wasn't related to combat. Like, it wasn't...
Like
they,
the biggest training
they
exercise.
Yeah, or... like, it was... All these men lost their life.
During a training exercise.
So it was part training exercise, and also they were carrying a full load of manganese ore. I guess they were...
Which
they
is
were,
for the making of...
I think manganese ore... I think
it's the...
Group, I'm not going to try and guess. I know it's... It's... I don't... It's an ore. I don't know. It's ore. That's from manganese.
Right. That's
it blows up.
Maybe. Oh, who knows?
It's an explosive. Dang it.
Yeah,
I was thinking it's what they make big boats out of.
I like that. Hey, that's cool.
Maybe.
It makes no sense, but I'm on board. On board the manganese ore ship.
See? That's what I told you.
Yeah. But so this whole ship, it was called the USS Cyclops. And it was carrying the full load of manganese ore and 309 crew members. And this just went missing without a trace.
Big ship.
And it was shortly after departing the island of Barbados in March of 1918. So that's still another like 30 years before Flight 19.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the theories for that one blame storms. Maybe it capsized. They were kind of suggesting, oh, maybe there was still a wartime enemy that had like a submarine and took them down because it was a Navy ship, even though the war was over. Like, no, I mean, it's all just trying to make sensible rationalizations of what happened to the military ship.
Because we have no fucking clue.
Because this giant, massive ship with 309 fucking people on it.
A lot of people, though.
Boom. None of them. They're all gone. No signs of it.
That's one medium-sized company.
That's fair. Yeah, I think it was. Just it was like 500 and.
Gone.
I think it was like 520 feet long, something like that. I forgot to put that in here, but it was big.
Where were they going?
I don't remember where they were going, but they were leaving Barbados. Which is in Bermuda. Hmm. So, yeah, just fucking.
Were they American? They're American people.
Whatever. Yes. I said U.S. Navy, broski.
Dang it! I missed that part too.
It's okay. You're doing good. You've already finished your wine, and I haven't, so I can't blame you.
It was delicious.
It is really nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so those are kind of some of the bigger ones. But, like, it goes all the way back to, like, 1495. Or...
1495?
Oh, shit. Christopher Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492? It was in 1492.
Don't know.
I think that's how the rhyme goes.
Yeah. I gave you a yes signal.
Okay.
In my head, I went, I don't fucking know.
I hope so.
I'm,
or else wish I knew I'm failing my second grade teacher. 1452. Whatever. It was when Christopher Columbus was about to discover the Americas. About to land in America.
To this country.
One of his side ships saw a strange glowing orb of light. Like, they even wrote it down in their journal. And this is all the way back then, so it's like the only way they could describe it was it seemed like a large candle that was hovering over the water. So, I mean, that sounds like just a glowing ball of light that they can only see in the distance.
I was thinking of a magical goldfish.
Yeah. And they...
shines really bright.
Right. Goldfish. He's a jazz goldfish.
You know when the light hits on water and like makes it bright.
Yeah, but it was nighttime.
And there was
it was nighttime. Never mind. They were about to land and it was late in the day and they saw this out there.
Glowing orb.
In the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. And they almost went to inspect it, but they decided against it because they were almost on land. Which is, I mean, who knows if they would have survived or not back then. If they did go for it. Dun, dun, dun. But... And then there's a lot that's are in like the beginnings of the 1800s that are a lot of are like Civil War ships or big Vikings. Cargo ships and stuff in the 1800s, but they
those Vikings there, right?
But back then it's like they didn't know how to track weather storms and everything, so
they'd have no clue.
A lot of them, a lot of them are like, oh, that happened there too, but
yeah,
they could have been taken out. Like ships crashed everywhere back then, so it's like okay, it's those. But I mean, some of them are pretty big. I mean, there was a lighthouse in the area too. That this one is like in the early 1990s, I think. And like two lighthouse workers just got swept away by a rogue wave that just came out of nowhere and just wrapped them in.
Big old wave.
But then shortly after, a hurricane started.
Okay.
So it's one of those where you're like, it's out of nowhere, and this giant wave comes, and you're like, holy shit. But if that was it, then you'd be like, that's even way fucking what just happened.
Nothing else happened.
But that's at the same time, it was this first huge sweep, and then a hurricane started
that happens
shortly after. So, I mean, that's still fucking crazy, but
for real,
it just shows that it's,
I mean, you can't look fuck what with nature, man. With Florence came in, you know, but first the like you get a surge of water,
yeah,
comes right in, you know, 2-3 feet, prayers to those guys right now.
It's fucking nuts.
And then now you get hit with even winds and rain.
Yeah.
Like, that's all of that was just pushing.
Ooh, and just two guys gone.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So, there's a lot of, and like, you can even go onto Wikipedia and just look up incidents for the Bermuda Triangle. There's huge lists.
More things like that?
More, yeah. Like, okay. I only said like 4 or 5.
You can knock
all
those out.
There's like 30 big ones. But, you know, and there's a lot of plain ones too still. And, but a lot of people think, oh, like, well, let's do this. How many people do you think have been lost
in
Bermuda Triangle, at least from the early 1800s?
So past all that stuff, like the 300 people, the 27 people.
No, you like use that, like add it up. Like how many people do you think have been gone missing in the Bermuda Triangle?
Since the 1800s? With what I know so far, and maybe some more, I guess 800.
800? Wow. I was expecting you to be irrational and say like 5,000 or something.
Okay.
But yeah, I think
that was a good guess then.
Yeah, at least based off what I found with like on Wikipedia, it's been about like 980.
Woo.
And yeah, so I mean,
2 points.
You were pretty good. Pretty good there.
How many points is that worth?
I don't care.
Can I give myself 3 points?
You can give yourself as many imaginary points as you want.
Fuck. Well, remember, I'm giving companies points. So iron points.
Oh, so you got to try and outpoint
anything
the companies,
all the things.
I like it. Well, you're doing great. Give yourself like 12 points.
12 Walmart 1.
12 points to Gryffindor.
What? No. No.
You're like, I can't understand the reference.
I think I'd be on Gryffindor. I don't know much about Harry Potter, but
I'm to be fair, I shouldn't be quoting that because that's not my fandom.
It's a different one.
I enjoy Harry Potter, but for how big of a nerd and obsessed with movies I am,
that's not one of them.
Doctor Who and Harry Potter. I mean, ooh, that sounded bad. I have nothing against British people.
Oh no, I don't have anybody. I don't have anything against those movies either. I've watched them and I saw them, well, some of them, but then, it's not for me. Just like playing the flute isn't for me.
That's fair. Maybe that's I mean,
that's all.
Whatever. So let's not make any more Harry Potter references.
Sorry.
And maybe we can watch them all.
I had to
like
clear the air.
I appreciate it because I felt awkward using a Harry Potter quote. I'm just throwing that there out there. Sorry, guys. But yeah. So what do you say? Let's just get into theory number one.
Oh yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So large amounts of methane gas is known to exist below the ocean floor there. Throughout the Bermuda Triangle area.
Okay.
And it's kind of trapped in the sediment in the form of methane hydrates. So just think of it as just little, like, oh, I guess like a geyser that just
occasionally
just poof, shoves out these giant bubbles.
But like, it's like gas.
Yeah. Like
air.
Maybe methane. It's like the ocean farting.
They're, okay.
Ocean farts. I wonder if the ocean
I can
farts.
Follow along with that.
I wonder if
I don't need to know the freaking technical terms. I'm not going to remember those.
A methane hydrate. I just farts? Really hope, like, when it reaches the surface, it just makes this. And whoever hears it at least laughs dying. If they're dying, at least let them laugh first.
Earth releases ocean farts.
Ocean farts.
In the Bermuda Triangle.
Wet
area.
Ocean farts.
In parts of? In all of?
In parts of, yeah.
Okay.
And so the gas finds its way out and starts rising through the water. And so the thing with the methane, what the problem is it...
Stinky.
It stinks. Kills people. No. It reduces the density of the water. And so if one pocket is just to come up and rise near a ship, the ship, like, it messes with the way buoyancy works, and so the ship can just, all that weight out of nowhere, boom, just sinks instantly and is just gone.
Gone.
And
would
just,
it, but
just
it wouldn't make it
down.
All the way down to the hole where the fart came out.
See, and so that's the issue. It's like, maybe if that methane area is just, that has just been spreading all the way until it gets to the surface, they could be shot down 300 feet out of nowhere.
Like that?
Yeah, just
well, yeah, I get that, but the ocean, right there, it's gotta be more than
Oh, there.
You know.
Well, like, and that's what's nuts is like certain areas of.
So where would it
of
go?
The ground of the floors between the Bermuda Triangle go down like 15,000 feet.
Right.
So.
I mean, it's deep as fuck.
So I mean, but out of nowhere, just being sunken down 300 feet, they're not going to start floating back up. They're just going to stay down even when the methane passes. So just completely gone without a sign, no distress signal, just gone. So.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, so, and a lot of people don't like this theory because they feel like it doesn't explain the theory as much for planes. But they even find that the gas can, once it's reached the surface, then it can also change the density of the air for a short amount of time. So if a plane is flying lower, like if they're doing testing, I mean, like, if it's a commercial airline, they're, like, 3,000 feet in the air. They're not going to reach these gases. But maybe a lot of these military planes that go missing where they're doing training exercises where they're only flying,
just flying
maybe 100 feet off of the water, then that could affect the air and the planes could just drop.
Just, like, drop 100 feet.
Yeah, so if they're driving, right, if they're flying too close, they just go right down into the water. So
I see that.
That's at least what the theory, how the theory goes.
But the big, but planes flying way up there, they wouldn't do jack, though.
No, yeah, like, that's why they're, like, I couldn't find a single case of, like, a commercial airline going down in the Bermuda Triangle, and that's because they're 3,000 feet up in the air. And the theory goes that the military planes are the ones that keep going missing because they're only, like, 50 to 100 feet away from the water with their training exercises, which could affect the gases there.
I can understand that.
Yeah. But they even say that the large gas releases,
the big ocean gas,
can also create explosions.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Which,
could you imagine?
Yeah. Just, I mean, if there's an, I guess if there's an oil slick nearby or if there's a slight spark, yeah, just and then that would even more so saturate the atmosphere with this methane gas that would cause the planes to crash.
Think of like a jet drove by.
Just down.
Holy, could you think of the explosion as that flame comes out of the back of that jet?
I would feel so sad for the people that lost their lives, but I want to see that so bad. Just so this drone. High-speed jet. Just fucking explosion and gone.
Dang. Everything.
Yeah. So I feel like that as a theory, it hasn't been proven to that is what happens, but
yeah.
The science behind it, I feel like, makes sense. Like,
there's a cause and an effect.
Yeah, like, it's known that there's these methane hydrates. That's a fact. But the theory is that these methane hydrates are changing all the density of things and fucking with the ships and
they
planes.
They would have to be real big. Like, you know
what I mean? It's the ocean, man. How big can an ocean fart be?
They could. You're right. It's a big ocean
fart.
Especially
since you said the Earth makes ocean farts. So...
I
don't know the size of these methane hydrates, but I imagine it'd be pretty fucking big.
Black hole.
Yeah, and I mean, this is an area of 300 to 500,000 square miles, too, so think of that. Yeah, so that's what they think. Maybe the crashes and disappearances are happening.
From Earth, ocean farts.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Theory
that
number
gonna
two.
Win and
you're like, oh,
believe
here we go,
one.
Done. God bless ocean farts. All right, so theory two. So this is also a phenomenon that's been noticed throughout the Bahamas in Bermuda and also around about between a 50-mile radius of the coast of Florida. They've found that there are sections of, like, whirlpools or, like, blue holes. Is that, like instead of a black hole, it's an ocean, like a blue hole.
Just sucking water down.
Yeah. And so... any ships passing over those strong tide currents can easily just get sucked in and brought down, like, to the endless depths of this Bermuda Triangle.
Have these been filmed ever?
No.
Okay. That's my first question. Let's dig in more.
Let's keep going.
Because that would be cool to see for real, though.
Yeah, like, that would be fucking a nightmare, but holy shit.
Just the water.
Once again, sad about the lives lost.
Well, you don't have to put lives in there, but, like, throw giant buildings or, like, big trucks and watch them. Like when you throw a penny in those like donation things and they
Just spin, like it makes you wonder, like are they just like they just spin for a second and they sink, or if it's like this giant
Yep, that's what I hope it's like.
And they're gone in the whirlpool.
I just want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's never been filmed.
Hopefully it's cooler than the whirlpool that's in Pirates of the Caribbean. Let's be honest.
Like, yeah.
Shit was whatever. Okay. But so like this phenomenon's... What?
I said I liked it. I liked that movie.
Oh, I like that movie too. It's just... I like the first two more. The third one. The third, fourth, and fifth are kind of just ridiculous.
Fair.
But I digress.
Sorry.
But so the phenomenon's been known even to the natives. And so since like the ages of ancient belief, and they stated that there's this giant underwater monster that breathes in and out, and when it does that, it causes these whirlpools that just suck down everything.
It's a monster.
Yeah, during inhalation, it can suck in human beings easily, or even ships. And so that's where I was bringing in the mythology stuff. Did you ever like do any like reading about Odysseus?
I could have. Like Homer's Odyssey. I listened to a lot of information about
Odysseus,
like gods and stuff.
Yeah.
But I could have. I don't associate the names with the stories. Like, it's hard for me to remember names.
But the, I may have. The poem is very old language and hard to read. But, I mean, there's some pretty good abridged versions of the story and some cheesy movies that were pretty cool. But, yeah. But, so anyways, in Odysseus, they have this giant monster called the... Charybdis, I think is
how
you say that. And it's like this massive sea monster that lives underwater, like on the other side of a narrow channel. And it's like it's believed to be like, it looks like, oh, if you see this giant mountain rock side down the northern channel, be careful. There's this fucking...
There's a Charybdis.
Charybdis. And so they're even associated, you'll see the Scylla, the Scylla, the Scylla. It's another sea monster that's kind of snaky.
A sky
eel. And so, yeah, so you'll see them kind of by themselves underwater close nearby. So, that like, the Scylla are supposed to be warning of the Charybdis.
Yes, because...
And so, but...
Okay.
So, if you watch the movie Odysseus, it's this very shoddy, low-budget TV movie. But it's actually pretty fun. My wife hates it, but I love it. It's long as balls. It's like 4 hours.
Okay.
But there's this crazy fucking part where you just see the ship eaten by the Charybdis. And it's like when you think about like people who are afraid of the ocean, when you think about this just fucking this creepy jagged tooth maw open up and everything gets sucked down under and then just be gone.
What nightmares are made of.
Exactly. So, I mean, and once again, like every theory, every time we bring up folklore or mythology, it's just... people trying to connect stories to explain things they don't understand.
Right.
And so it's just fun to see, okay, these are like whirlpools and blue holes, and that's the natives and ancient ideas believe these were monsters. You know, so
what else could it be when they don't
they just see
something that's gone and there's no explanation.
But so but the blue holes themselves that kind of cause some of these whirlpools as well, they're these large underwater caves and like cavities, and they've just been formed through geological transformations, like just over thousands of years. But so it makes these like bottled shaped caves, and so when an opening comes slightly near, the water surface can just be sucked down from the depths of like 100 feet, like like just 100 feet from the top, it can just suck it down.
Damn.
Just out of nowhere, if the water level changes too much in that area. Yeah. Pretty fucking nuts. And that, once again, that's another thing that's proved. But we don't know how many go missing because of that. Or if any ships are full on sucked down. But that is another thing that they know happens in this area. And so, but the Bahamas even itself has one of the largest blue holes. I think it's the second deepest blue hole in the world.
Is that normally where people like scuba dive and stuff?
No, that's
Not
they,
at all.
I think that area is like maybe not restricted, but it's an area that they know is very common. But it's not like actively constantly going. It's just one of those things that
it falls and now yeah, there's and this so, giant hole in the earth.
Yeah, it's just it just pulls through the water, and so. Right? Yeah, and so sometimes, yeah, they've been able to, like, go and see those, but I don't think they do, like, scuba explorations or anything nearby.
Just because there's nothing down
just because out just... of nowhere, and it could just suck.
Oh, shit.
Suck down. Yeah, it could just suck. Be a sucky scuba dive. Sheesh.
Call it the Hoover Ocean.
But yeah, so they've got the second deepest in the world. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's called Dean's Blue Hole.
Attaboy, Dean.
That's probably so. There's you Dean's Blue Hole.
You made it for a blue hole.
He's also probably. We should just call those methane gas deposits. Dean's gas hydrates. Sorry, yes. Guys.
Thanks, Dean.
But yeah, and so, but Dean's Blue Hole. I swear I'm mildly mature, but that one just gets.
That's a good one.
It has a depth of 663 feet.
That's not bad. That's really
a deep,
deep
blue hole.
It's a very deep blue hole.
But yeah, but some of the areas of the seafloor, like I was saying, they can just suddenly dip down to like 15,000 feet. Just, it's kind of a very interesting terrain between the triangle.
So you've got the monsters with the swirly that eat you.
Swirly whirlpool blue hole mm-hmm. monsters.
And ones that just suck you down. You've got Hoover holes. Dean's Hoover Holes.
Dean's Hoover Holes. Yeah. Just fucking out of nowhere. So that's theory number two. So I feel like so far I've given you some like fairly rationalized kind of science-based theories of what's happening.
Yeah, how like the holes are created, those make sense. Like, I can follow along. Again, there's a cause and effect.
Yeah.
So I can follow it. But with like monsters, mm-hmm. I can't follow along with that one. But that's totally...
Yeah. So like the same thing. Like they seem like they're based on science, but they're still hard to believe. Unlike this next one.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. So theory number three. UFOs are stored under the water, and the triangle itself is such a high travel area. Like we said, like sure people think this area is just locked off, but. There's so many commercial ships and military ships and yachts and cruise ships going through here all the time.
Yeah, it's busy.
There's planes. It's not this closed off secret area. There's so many people there. And so the aliens are like, this is perfect. This is a perfect place for abductions. Or maybe there was nothing there because the weather was so bad and they... camped their UFOs there under the water, like in a base.
Like they got a flat,
and then like, out of nowhere,
this is where we're fucked now.
And then everyone was like, "Oh, hey, the Bahamas! Hey, Florida! Oh, Cuba! All right!" Like, and then it became this like party triangle. But who knows if alien? Which came first, the chicken or the alien?
Oh my goodness.
The alien or the egg?
The alien or the egg.
But so. So they think a lot of the missing ships and people and shit like that are just abductions.
Wait, they hide like in the water?
Like, have you?
Like, I just picture like. Their ship like comes up out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah, it hovers out through the water boom, and then it comes back down, and then maybe
they
have, like,
hide
this base
in the water.
Yeah, like that's. They can do that shit. I, for some reason, maybe because I've seen too many movies, thought like the water's still. Then out of nowhere, this whirlpool starts. And it just starts sucking things in. And then the whirlpool opens all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. And then the UFO comes out from this little base. And then the water's whirlpool stops and the UFO goes off. That's what I just pictured. But I...
They could be aliens, like, on planets. Like, they're already there.
Yeah.
They just...
It's like, you know how we always talk about, like, oh, why would an alien come... just look around and then leave. It came all this way. Maybe they just are just going, boop, let's just camp here under the water, deep space. Oh, maybe it's time to do some more studies. That sounded like me diddling something.
That's
I guess aliens kind of do diddle.
They'll have their own. Yeah, this is... because that makes sense. they would have their camp here, their base.
Yeah. Because they're not just going to bounce out in space, bounce back. I mean, like, people think they're...
Oh, they'll run out of fuel.
I mean, or it's just a waste of time. Let's just camp here where no one's going to look for us under 500 feet of water.
Where all these planes
people like to party.
Boats are.
Yeah. But see, that's a lot of people kind of connect that because, again, the Christopher Columbus thing, how they saw the hovering light out there, which... I mean, that was back in the 1400s.
Yeah, let's connect it to that one.
I'm sorry, you saw the moon, sir. Pretty sure that's the moon there. It's not a... No. No, Christopher, look at it. It's like a candle, but it's like hovering over the water over there. You think it's the land there? Or should we go check it out?
No, it's aliens.
I think it's just the moon, sir. Or maybe aliens. I don't know what accent I was just doing there, but I felt like I needed to do like a... I guess that was a shoot for like a British, but I think they were Spaniards.
It was good. I was thinking, well, in this version, Christopher Columbus, I understood he was from Spain, but I thought, you know what? Maybe he grew up there.
Fucking why not?
And he spends his family...
This is our goddamn show. We can do whatever accents we please.
Exactly. There was a guy in my high school that had some type of... It was like almost British, but it really wasn't. But it wasn't an American accent at all. But his parents also had an American accent. Explain that, motherfucker.
So one kid has like a weird British accent.
He always talked in a British accent from as far as I could remember.
Yeah.
But his parents spoke like you and I do.
Do you think he had like a complex?
Dude, he was so smart.
So he was just so smart that he automatically spoke
He developed an accent by expanding his brain.
Well, I went to university. Nope, that's not a good one. That's way too nasal.
It was like a...
I'm trying to find like a mix between what you're
describing.
I was like
describing. A snob. That was a snobby.
No, I'm trying to be a little more snobby.
Yeah, that's what that
I've
one
got
was.
A good, I'm smarter than you
are. It was like a breed of British and American.
So like every once in a while I'd have a chip.
Not even like that.
That's still too
what's,
hard.
What's like...
Did he have a slur? Was it, or are you just making fun of somebody who's challenged?
No.
The fuck is happening here?
He was Asian. It was just an Asian accent. I was like, wait, what is that? It must be just British or something. I don't know what the fuck this is. Where are you from? It was different.
Yeah. Okay. That's still weird, though. I hear you. But so... And then, so because of this theory as well, Steven Spielberg, I don't know if you've seen the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I don't think you have.
I don't know. Is it about aliens?
Yeah.
Remember when I told you how many alien movies I saw?
Yeah, that wasn't on the list.
Nope.
But yeah, so it's a pretty good alien movie. It's
okay.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Is it a blockbuster? Would you say that?
I think it grossed pretty well. I think it actually did pretty good.
Most people have seen it?
Yeah. I'd say so.
Okay.
They even say that in like the beginning of the movie, they show like Flight 19 being abducted and then showing, and then the whole flight is just found in the middle of the desert. So like,
where the connection comes in.
Yeah. Kind of one of the creepy things about like a quote that I didn't use earlier about Flight 19.
Yeah.
One of the military testers who was there, like helping doing the radio conversations with the flight and trying to direct them back. And just watching the whole thing happen, he said, based off the description, it's almost as if they flew off to Mars.
Hmm.
First off, fucking don't know what the hell he's talking about. Yeah, flew off to Mars.
Yeah, he definitely did
that.
But
at the same time, like that's something they said, though. It's like, it's just they just flew off to Mars.
Like the light just...
And just the radar gone.
Sure.
And they were giving weird descriptions of things they were at.
But let's be clear, he didn't go to Mars.
No.
Okay.
But, or did they?
Yeah, debunked. I don't care. Try to explain it.
Yeah.
Like,
did they?
How? We can't do that now in a plane. What makes them think they could have done it then in a plane?
They were abducted.
Or
they hit like a time void thing. Or did they? I feel like if you just try to not accept anything I say.
Yeah, you're just avoiding the question. They? Like you were like, holding so much right now.
Or did they?
If there's a point, fucking tell me.
Maybe they
it.
Did. No, I don't know.
You're right. It just looked like it.
Yeah. So Those are. I mean, that's probably the most credible source of the other two theories I said.
Those are the most credible.
Yeah.
More people have agreed with that than the other ones.
I think more people want to believe that because it's fun, and because it was in a movie.
That's where. It's supposed for fun, but Funsies. As we've determined, Earth ocean farts are far more fun.
Far more fun
than movie farts. What are they? Movie theories. Aliens. Mars.
UFOs.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. Yeah. So those are the main three theories. Those are the three that I could find that most correlated.
Really?
That, so between all of, like, the 20 different websites I tried to find sources
of. And you found more of the alien stuff?
There was more alien stuff. There was...
Well, because people would say more things about aliens.
Yeah. But, I mean, no, but there's, like, most of them are more science-based theories. Like, there's, like, another Earth phenomenon that seems there is, like, these hexagonal clouds that have, like, these giant, just thunderstorms. Or thunder and lightning storms out of nowhere. Like, it just can happen out of nowhere. And it'll have, like, gale force winds of, like, 150 miles per hour winds that'll just, out of nowhere, just and just wipe the motherfuckers out.
Hmm.
There's more about...
That happens?
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's... Well, they know these storms happen, these hexagonal cloud storms, uh-huh. But they don't know if planes are being taken out.
Okay,
another
yeah.
science thing.
But that phenomenon...
Yeah, I mean, some of the storms in this area, too, like, the waves can get up to, like, 45 feet high. So it's like, even though it's a high-traffic area, if there's a storm going on, like, you don't want to fucking be in this area.
No.
So...
That's but imagine thing. The surf, bro. Yeah.
But so... Some theories also go that I found. This is my personal favorite.
Okay.
Because of all of these storms and rough seas and missing ships, and whether they're on air in the air or on the sea, they're just gone. It's because in the Bermuda Triangle is the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, yes. I think that... That's more likely.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
So,
that's where it went.
So they have found underwater rock formations on the ocean floor, which have been believed to be the Bimini Road, or Bimini? Bimini Road?
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the folklore of Atlantis. And these rocks are located near the coast of Bimini Island in the Bahamas. And a famous psychic named Edgar Cayce even said that Atlantis would eventually be discovered and the Bimini Road will be found. That's not a quote, that's paraphrasing of his quote.
I've always trusted a man with two first names.
A man with two first names that's also a psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything about this guy is terrible. Famous, not good. Psychic, turn back. Edgar, okay. Cayce, two first names.
Yes.
You can't trust this guy.
Dang it. But, I want to.
Right? But so in fact, some researchers did find that stones and other formations in this area, they like connected all the way back from 1968, but they seemed more natural occurring, like just rock formations.
There's more cause and effect.
Instead of, like, they were these built pillars.
Here's a reason how this could happen from what we've learned so far.
Mm-hmm. It's a rock formation, underwater rock formation. They're just natural. Yeah. But the real theory goes that the stones are so well arranged that it still represents the roads and walls of Atlantis. And this has also become a little more popular of a belief again because there was a recent finding of a possible underwater city near Cuba that could also... that this one they can tell was man-made, but it's definitely nothing... extravagant like an Atlantis would be. It looks more like maybe one big house was under the water, but I digress.
There was a house.
Yeah, so that kind of has brought the Atlantis theory back again.
Okay.
But kind of the legend of the city of Atlantis goes is it's heavily dependent on these special energy crystals, and they're extremely powerful.
Where are these crystals?
They're in Atlantis.
And who makes them?
The Atlanteans.
Have we found any?
No.
Ooh.
So you gotta know
it's real, right? The hunt is on.
But yeah, so the theory, or the... Well, this one's more like the legend and mythology.
Okay.
So it's these energy crystals, and they radiate these huge amounts of energy. And so that's how maybe people think the city of Atlantis is... It's under the water, but people are still alive there. And so these crystals keep them alive in this underwater world. Or maybe the crystals were something they used before they sunk underwater, and the people of Atlantis are dead, but they still have crystals.
Some sort of use for it.
Yes.
I like the above water.
Yeah, I think so. And so, but the energy causes, it can range from causing navigational instruments and like from like ships and airplanes and compasses to just malfunction. So people get lost. But if they're powerful enough, it can also destroy, make this huge burst of energy, and they're just destroyed.
Like a cannonball, but boom, imploding.
Or maybe the crystals are searching for more energy and suck in the ships.
Oh, so they're alive.
So it could, one, just mess people up, they get lost and crash.
Yeah.
Two, destroy them. Or three, maybe they just suck them down and they just... I don't know. Maybe Atlanteans are cannibals. They're looking for some human meat.
They eat planes.
Yeah.
They eat magnesium hydro... What was it?
Manganese ore.
Yeah. They eat manganese
ore. It's a real delicacy for Atlanteans.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, I'm sure, everything other than fish. But so, that's... that's my favorite theory. The Atlantis theory.
I want to believe that Atlantis exists.
I want to do an episode about Atlantis too, but it's maybe I'll have to wait later on in the show when we're not tired of conspiracy theories, but when we need a break and want to do like a folklore type thing.
I will believe all the things that said.
Yeah, because there's still a lot of theories about Atlantis, but it's mostly just like folklore stuff. So we'll see how it goes. I feel like I at least wanted to bring it in on something
at some point.
Boom. But yeah. So, what do you think?
Man, I want to go over those quotes again if you could.
The quotes from the beginning?
Yeah, now that I know what I know and want to hear those, I want to tie all this together.
Fucking why not, man? Let's do it. Okay. Both of my compasses are out, and I'm trying to find Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm overland, but it's broken. I'm sure I'm in the Keys, but I don't know how far down, and I don't know how to get to Fort Lauderdale. Break. I don't know where we are. We must have got lost after the last turn. Break. Everything looks wrong. Even the ocean. Break. I can't see the sun. Break. Damn it, if we could just fly west, we would get home. Head west, damn it. Break. All planes close up tight. We'll have to ditch unless landfall. When the first plane drops below 10 gallons, we all go down together. We're flying into what looks like white water. And that was the last thing there.
Remind me, was that all from one flight? Flight 19?
Flight 19.
Gotcha.
It's all separate parts of it because I couldn't find the quotes of what the people were saying back. But this is also over like a 2-hour time frame. But yeah.
Damn.
So that's you know, Flight 19.
I really... You know, as much... The funnest part is the ocean farts.
Yeah.
That doesn't explain anything with those planes. I mean... From what they saw, white walls and clouds, the ocean farts just wouldn't explain those ones.
Yeah.
Maybe, but for boats, I would think that...
Methane hydrates, number one.
Could suck in the boats.
But maybe not the ships. And
even the planes, because they fly low.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I think that could be a thing.
So on this one, a little bit of science can prevail.
Yeah.
So we're good.
I like that one. The holes...
The blue holes.
Yeah.
With the whirlpools.
They may explain some missing, like, fishing boats. But not all of that. Not at all.
Yeah. All right.
As much as I want to believe number three, that's not happening.
Oh, but that one's the most fun.
It is.
Come on. Aliens and Atlantis?
Okay. It's all because of aliens and ocean farts. I'll go. That's what I think. When someone asks me, what do you think about farts. Bermuda Triangle? It's ocean farts. You're and like, aliens.
Hey, I know a lot about Bermuda Triangle. aliens, water farts.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good shit. So, I mean, can I do it one more time for Atlantis? Or do you think Atlantis is real too?
That's the problem. I want to believe it's true. Yeah.
Too late. Your response took you too long. Sorry. I want to just use the goat.
That was my buzzer.
But yeah, so some pretty good ones. I feel like they're still...
I learned a lot.
Definitely learned a lot. This one's got some good history too. Because this one, like... Really, more, there's not as many disappearances as most people think. Sure, a lot of fucking shit goes missing in the Bermuda Triangle, and it's fucking crazy because it's just never explained. But
yeah,
maybe Flight 19, the leading pirate did... Pirate?
The leading pirate?
The leading pirate.
Yes.
The leading pilot did get just maybe confused. Maybe his compasses did go out, but then he just got lost and ended up, you know, no disrespect to that pilot, but maybe he just got lost and kind of led the whole team, because, you know, the team can't break off. That's, they're in a military exercise. Mm-hmm. They can't just ditch out.
Yeah.
Maybe they all just ran out of gas because they got lost and they're gone somewhere. Doesn't exactly explain the missing part, but I mean,
what if we start seeing planes, like, as these ice caps are melting? Yeah. What if we just start seeing, like, bits of planes coming out? That'd be crazy. That would be insane.
That'd be cool, though.
Explain all of that.
That's the scary thing. It's like, I don't want the ice caps to melt anymore, but,
mm-hmm.
like, they found some things, but I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
Right now.
Another time.
Another goat. Nope, that's not a good one. Another time, another goat. I just said the same thing. What the fuck? You try.
It has to be that. Another, and that's it. What's the saying? Damn.
It's all right. Another goat. So real quick, I just want to thank all of our listeners and all of our goats. Did want to just let you guys know, not asking for money, but
we're asking for money.
We do want money. So I've activated listener support through the Anchor website. That way, if you guys feel like you want to help out, I mean, the more money I eventually start making with this, then I can start releasing some merchandise if people want. I know a lot of people ask for the shirts.
I'm on
when
a
they
shirt,
saw them.
Damn it.
Yeah, our faces are on a shirt. We need to share that with the world. I want to do some goat stickers.
Hats,
I mean,
number one.
Yeah, I want to make a decent amount of stuff to where we can just share that with people.
Because that logo, though.
It's.
I mean, can we just
for
a minute?
It's too good not to share. Thanks,
epic.
Buddy, again, for that logo. It's dope.
That is something that you don't see very often.
Yeah. So that way,
magical.
Yeah. So, if you'd like to help make the show possible, we can start doing more things. If we get money, we can also try and get like guests, local guests, friends. But so just follow the link in this episode's description, or visit anchor.fm/scapegoats to become a monthly supporter. You can go from range from $1 to $15, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've used all of our beer money.
And yeah,
we're asking for more of your money.
Yeah, we can have as many guests on here as we want. We tried to have a guest today, but it unfortunately didn't work out. Hopefully next time. And we're making a stipulation. If you want to be a guest, feel free. You just got to bring at least a six-pack.
Minimum. Just kidding.
There you go. There's your requirements. Oh, you want to be a guest? Six-pack.
Yeah.
You
know? Yep.
Also, this episode will be our first episode where we introduce our new intro.
Yep, that was on there.
That took me about 2 hours to make. It was fun. I was going to work with Buddy again on that because he's got a professional setup, but I just wanted to just go for it. So,
good work.
Thanks, man. So let me know your guys' feedback on that as well. It'll probably evolve, or we can throw it away if it's garbage. I'll be fine. Yes. once again, thank our wives.
Yeah.
For giving us this time.
If you,
all of our goats.
Yeah, just tell other people if you laughed about this. If you didn't, then tell your enemies and make them, and then they'll not like you more.
Exactly.
Like, listen to these guys. Like,
recommend us out of spite. We'll take it either way.
Yeah. But if you did, if you like,
the
really
obnoxious
like it,
Mormon people, you know.
We would more appreciate it if you just like tell somebody else. If someone asks you like what podcast, like, I can't go
a week without hearing a conversation about someone talking about a podcast.
It's fun.
And we have a good time just sitting here. Like, yeah. I've learned a lot, and I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
And if Same you're way. Listening and you laugh too, like, just tell someone about it. Yeah.
No, and next episode, I also want to talk about our relationship more, like where this is going. Like
if kind we're, of give someone, I, mean, I think
just
no,
kidding,
just to give someone a background for sure, like so they understand kind of where we're at, where we came from. Yeah.
We got some feedback the other day that it actually made a lot of sense because I kind of went into the podcast thinking, you know, friends, family, coworkers, it'll mm-hmm. be fine, and it's, I mean, there's now people that we don't know at all listening to the show, so I feel like we don't need to give them a biography, but at least let them know some of our inside jokes and get to know us a little bit more.
Our next podcast will be 3 hours of us starting over from our lives.
Yes.
From birth to
from birth to now. Yes. No.
No. No, let's just do conspiracy theories.
We'll just make a quick snap.
Yeah, just kind of like throw little facts out of us so you understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because we're smart people, kind of, sometimes. Like, we know some things. We're not total jackasses, but we just like
fun conversations. We'd rather have fun than be completely serious.
Exactly.
We can be completely serious, but that sucks.
But we like laughing more than not laughing.
That's a good way to put it. But yeah. So, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, rate, wherever you can and wherever your podcasts are available, and
eat your vegetables.
Share it to your friends. Yeah. Well, I mean, we shouldn't tell them how to live their lives.
Ah, fuck.
We're trying to brainwash them to market us. Not
and smile if you want to.
Smiling's nice.
Yeah.
And we need to thank our goats who shared our posts. It was Amanda Warren, Elaine Perry, Tron, your last name is a nightmare, Espines? It's you, Tron.
Yeah.
And the lovely Vanessa Mollis, my wife. Also, don't be a sheep.
Smell a...
Be a goat.